Honey in the morning, ah oh. Honey in the evening, ee ah say. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey in the good time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. Be my little honey and love me all the time. I'm a baby.
Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of ABF Podcast. This is a new episode and it is full house. My name is Rashid and I'm the host, and I would like every other person to introduce themselves.
Yeah, I'm Kabir.
Yeah, I'm IK.
Can you move close to the mic, Jari?
Yeah, I'm IK.
Yes, I am Amir Tolhane.
My name is Busayam.
Ibile.
I'm
Everybody's tired. Are we tired?
No.
So I want to ask everybody a question. KB, I beg now.
Yeah.
First, it's a trivial question, I saw it online. So, you are locked up in a room with 99 other people. Everyone must choose a number from 1 to 100.
Yeah.
You only survive if no one else chooses the same number as you. Which number are you picking?
I only survive if no one else chooses
the number. So, 100 people are inside the same room. So, you have to pick one number.
Don't pick the same number.
So, must not pick the same number.
So whatever number you pick, if any other person does not pick it,
what numbers do we have?
1 to 100.
Must I say the number loud?
Yes, now.
Yeah, me or for me, I'll so, choose. I'll go first.
For?
No. Oh. Okay, yeah, talk. I'll go for 63.
So you think 63 is not popular?
Why? Me, I'll go for 30.
Ah.
I'll go for 88.
Cause that's my birthday.
Yeah, I think we should pick it.
What are you picking? Exactly. You're 1 to 100.
I just said 80.
No, I'll go for 100 because we are 100 already. So let me just pick 100.
No. So if that, any other person will not pick 100.
Before they will pick that 100, we are 100. And it means 9.
No, the thing is, when you pick,
the point is, after everybody picks, you people don't know which, whatever you guys pick now.
Okay, do you know why I picked 100? What if somebody wants to use birthday month? Yeah. Or birthday date.
Me, I'm using my birthday.
Do you understand?
Someone is probably going to pick on it and say we are all on
this. Yeah, you understand what I'm trying to say.
When I choose 30,
63 cannot be your birthday date. So
it's not possible.
So okay, that's the
same way you're thinking that somebody won't pick 100.
Exactly.
So everybody is wrong.
So you are 1 in 100. So you feel you are just 1 in 100 that will pick 100.
Yeah.
Technically, we are predicting. Nobody knows.
Everybody is predicting.
So all of us are right.
Where they will actually get this right?
Well, you didn't even pick a number.
I'm picking 17.
Why?
Mm-hmm. It's just a random number I like.
That's the same way.
I also picked 29 because I felt okay.
And that's what I'm saying. 100. Nobody survives because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And it's because you know I picked 17. You are not going to pick 17 again.
Okay,
because
the first question I would ask is that picking the numbers, are we to say it out loud?
You are not saying it out loud. That's
we are saying it like.
Yes, you are telling the person, okay, my number is 8. My number is 15.
I'm very sure.
So it's saying it is very.
Somebody else not picked
it.
So what if somebody in that room was born in 1963?
That's the idea.
It might actually pick his date of birth, not the year.
It can actually pick.
That's what you're 1963.
I'm telling you.
The same way you're thinking. Because that was why I went to you. Like picking a birthday date.
Or maybe one.
That was the reason why I went for that.
You can't think for someone. So far, you know.
Me.
Okay. What do I think?
So you might even be in the room, and your dad was born in 1963. Maybe.
And I'm also going
like
that. So don't know anybody.
All of us died. Okay, so last
year, I'm actually be the only.
Not all of us. Some of us. So you know, go there.
It's possible. My 100, I might not die.
Because I don't
think. No, it's very obvious.
Your
100 is very obvious.
It's not obvious.
They tell you that 1 to 100.
1 to 100 is
a lie. Because so many people will not even want to go for that either 1 or 100 because they feel number 1. Anybody
exactly.
You might think that's smartest.
Just the same way every other person picked a number,
and
someone else will also
reason.
Not die.
Why I picked
One house.
Why I pick
63 is because 63 is just in between.
In between one and 100.
Moving on. Okay, so someone sent a mail to us weeks back telling us to ask this question. Some of you know the person, but I'm not going to mention the person's name. The person wants to remain anonymous. So the question is it wrong? This person is a female, and she said, there's nothing wrong with dating your ex's friend. Okay. And the person said, I should ask in the house, do you see anything wrong?
Ex's friend.
Like your friend's ex, rather.
Yeah.
Your friend ex, is it a male or female?
No.
Anyone.
Let's your friend ex.
Yes. Me.
Okay, but
so you as a girl with you. Yeah. So you as a girl, can you date someone that has dated your friend before?
It depends on the kind of friendship. If you are very close, I can't. But if I just distance friends, I'm waiting concern me.
So if you okay, wait,
if
let
I
me.
Distance.
If you let.
For me, I have a bro code and I always stick to that. Anything ex, girlfriend, chain, understand? I don't do it. I don't like.
Okay, fantastic. And Busayo.
My own point of view is a yes and is a no.
Okay. Yes.
Is a yes in the sense that if I know the fuck up is for my friend.
Okay.
And probably the guy is a lover person, a lover boy.
Okay.
And it happens that after my friend he asked me out. Mm-hmm. Reason why I said it's a yes for me is that I would consult my friend first.
Okay.
That'd be a bottom. This your guy asked me out.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to have anything to do with him again?
Okay.
Like I'll make it a question that I might even have a third party to witness it. In case we get married, I'll have to refer the person that after all I asked. And is a no in the sense that it depends on what actually brought up their
the fact that
being the pattern.
Okay.
The fact that
so it's so understanding from you, are you saying it's more on that your friend's side than you?
What I feel for her is it depends on the clan of what caused them break up in the relationship.
Okay. I mean,
well, basically, before I give my answer, and then go to what you just said is people are very funny.
The fact that you tell your
whether you virtually involved in third party. Hold on, even she might not virtually want to go back. Maybe along the line, one of the reasons she left was maybe she feels the guy is not adequate or capable of taking care of her. Maybe by the time he starts dating you, everything changes.
So are you speaking? Are you responding to her, or you are saying yours? Because I want you to answer for
I'll give an answer. I'm just telling now.
Okay.
The answer she gave that some instances will happen that it will not work that same way.
You might even be the one footing
because
the relationship.
The idea is
other girl feel.
You guys don't even know the reason why she's saying yes.
No, I'm just saying. No, she gave her reason.
She gave her reason.
Yes to the guy.
Yes, the guy.
You guys don't know the feeling.
Obviously,
he said yes to the guy.
Before she can consult her friend.
Do you understand?
Before she can consult her friend, if she doesn't like the guy, she will
not even consult the guy.
Consult
the friend.
Wait, can I finish?
Not consulting her friend.
I'm saying this. First off, when that situation happens, you think about the relationship with your friend first.
Yeah.
Regardless of maybe you like the guy or not. That's what I'm trying to say. Before you even start seeing the qualities from the guy, you think about the friendship first before, I like this guy. That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the question. Like, can you date your friend's ex? So regardless of whatever, the guy looks amazing or whatever, whatever. You look about the friendship first. And like that, you said it depends on the friendship.
Of course, like.
So Ahmed, what is your?
I won't lie to you. Everybody, most of my friends know Misha. Like, I would not practically date anybody that is dear to my friend or even family.
Do you think it's impossible?
You know why? I don't know about tomorrow. But if I keep following change is constant. But what I'm saying is, if I keep following the principle I grew up with, what I'm founded on, my kind of person, I would try as much as will not to eventually fall in that category. Because you know why? I learned the hard way. I've seen something like this happen in a very, very bad way, and it will eventually end in a bad note, no matter how. I said it might. I never said it
doesn't.
See, I said it might.
Are you saying for you or for all situations?
Personally.
Wait now. So situations like this. Are you saying it might end badly?
I just feel what you don't like people do to you.
You don't listen.
Can you guys wait? One else.
Why do you think so? Because if it happens to you, how would you feel for a lady? Okay, you get to know that your friend wants to go out with your ex. How would you feel?
Damn.
Does it mean because you are my ex, does it mean I don't have feelings for you again? Because you meet someone else, you might meet somebody else, and the instances you are meeting with that person, you are not getting it here. You just have to stick to him.
Wait, please. KB, please, I want you to weigh in first before see what I want to
say. I say my own point.
Yes. Is it a yes or a no for you?
It's a yes. Anything is possible. Like my wife used to be very, very close to my ex.
Okay.
Very, very close to my ex. So I don't even believe I'm gonna get married to her.
Reality check.
Great. So
damn.
It happens that my wife decides not to talk to the lady again. Like she don't view her status, she don't do anything. Like so anything is possible, man.
Okay.
So for me.
That's outside joke. Check.
So for me, it's possible, but for my hand, I don't think I'll be able to do that. Because I've had such experience before. Back in school, okay. I used to date this girl, so we stopped dating. Then my friend, a close friend, a brother in short, he said he wanted asking the girl out. I was like, guy, are you normal? What's this?
Okay.
I had to pick up my phone, call the girl, guy, babe, this guy wants to ask you out. If you like, you accept. If you like, you don't accept. But I'll only tell you the fact. He wants to sleep with you. Okay. And dump you.
Damn. Wait. Let me give that.
I'm telling you.
Wait.
Instead of
letting him.
For my end, I won't do
that. Reality check.
I won't be happy seeing my guy dating my ex-girlfriend.
I love this stuff. Wait. There is a scenario like that too.
Yeah.
I used to date one girl. So
you used to date a lot.
Wait. Before I got married. I was dating this girl, so I traveled to school. So unknowingly for her, I was coming home. So I now saw this girl coming out from my brother's room. Check it. Like you are dating, you know.
Okay.
I wanna have sample.
She don't even want to have family, like you know. So it is possible. Another scenario like that, a friend of mine came from Dubai. So I went to the hotel, and on getting to the hotel, I saw this girl. She used to be my ex, like her. What are you doing here? She was not like her. She came to see one guy, like you know. Like I came to see one guy. So on the next day, the girl was like, ah, you don't know this girl, you know? Hey, I'm my girl now. Just lock up, like.
Okay, sorry, please. I want to go to something. Let me go back to your question.
Right.
You asked the question. You said, dating the ex or going back. Yeah. Is it to get married or just flirting around with?
I don't know why I'm asking this.
Because when you talked about you getting married to your ex's friend or so.
Yes.
Do you know what is in between or what she's already nurturing behind?
Before you get
the ex presently now, because
anything can come back later.
When it started, a cousin of her called, you might feel you've gone away with it.
And she didn't know it was on conference. I was there saying all sorts of things. I was like, but I didn't send you away now. You leave
on no matter what, you will not just something deep down.
There's a chemistry there,
and you keep not showing it for a long time.
So on this episode, I can feel. Okay, guys, I can feel a lot of logic on one hand, and I can feel a lot of emotions on the other hand. And I think it's easier to stay with logic when you're not with emotions. I think it's easier. For me, to answer the question first, before I believe nothing is impossible.
Yeah, we all know that.
And scenarios are different. I might date someone X, maybe next 5 years, maybe situation is different. Maybe. But I'm not ruling out anything. Because how you feel about your ex, if someone comes to you and say, hey, can I go on with this? You owe yourself the honesty to respond and say, guy, this thing will pay me. I still like this babe. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And then there's another, oh, I beg.
No, okay, I think I'll go with you.
So it is possible more we meet in a, because in a different
you might have
scenario.
Have a guy that
so it doesn't mean
about.
You leave this one today.
We now and met in another platform. I've not even come across him before. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So in a nutshell, probably you guys now met later on or something. You're telling me, ah, he used to be my ex.
Friends, right? Okay. You and Ibile, you guys are dating. Okay, so for example, now you guys are no longer dating.
Mm-hmm.
So you move to, let's say, Abuja.
Okay.
So after 3 years, I moved to Abuja also.
Yeah, man.
So we
knew you guys.
Yes, wait now. So Ibile moves on, I move on, we both move on. I like, so we meet in Abuja for some flimsy reasons or whatever, and we started getting to know each other in a different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impossible. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's possible.
Yeah, no. But nobody's saying it's impossible.
But we know, very I know Ibile dated her, right?
Yes, no.
But we met in different scenarios.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. It's not like it can't happen. There's no how do I say taboo. I'm not saying Ibile should not be mad when he discovers this happens.
Yeah, it will definitely.
It will. So
100%. But I'm saying it's not impossible for that kind of situation. But it's not like,
but
maybe
I'll put it in this situation. Like, I'll put it in this situation because yes. most guys, you guys can always move on. You can always let go. But in situation of ladies, I'm telling you, it doesn't work out that way.
Okay, I'll speak for myself.
It works,
I think
it works out.
Wait, hold on. 100 years to this.
Come, Omo, I go keep her for mind. So,
wait,
yeah.
It works out.
Especially when the guy is now like very okay, well to do, he's doing this for you, doing that for you.
No, I'm not doing that.
Wait.
But let me say, you guys are suffering.
One hour, can people give your time? Give yourself
time. Lady. If the other lady, also meets someone who is wealthy or richer than probably the guy, wait, you won't even think about the ex again. Yes, now, unlike me now, then I used to know my wife's boyfriend. There was a period their building was to collapse. I was the one that even set up one office for her in my office.
Hmm.
I even really greet her. I just sent her. At the point she brought me to her boss, that I just sent her. I don't even greet. So I practically don't want to talk to her. So I don't want her boyfriend to see me talking to her.
But you guys are already getting
out. No. We don't talk. She used to call me brother now.
But you get me.
There was a day she just called me Kabir. I was like, ah. I'm on that word, so it me forget you. I feel pain. Like, that recently she was telling me that, you know?
Okay,
no.
So
it just started. Like, when she even started, I don't even know. I was just like, well, let's go on. Like, how is this going?
Let's go with the flow, you know? Bro.
So, Tebi, thanks for sharing your love story with us. Sounds amazing. God bless your marriage. God bless your, you know.
For me, it's a bro code. If I know you are dating this girl,
I would not do it.
I'll listen something. No, my ex.
Wait. When they say all of
never let you probably your guy ex.
That one is different.
I'm talking from experience. I won't even.
This one is okay.
If you meet anyone, even if I'm in abroad, I meet you in the UK today.
I'll always be your friend. Like, this is
a
okay, let me put it this way. If I'm actually getting to know what makes
you guys, even if you are giving me green light, wait, let me tell you, if you are giving me green light, I'll turn you down.
Okay, so you mentioned, so you say UK or Canada, for example, now. Okay, so this person and this person are dating where they are, wherever you guys were. So you guys traveled.
Okay.
No man's land. Yeah, there is boredom. There is loneliness.
Yeah, fine.
You guys know each other as before. Do you think it's impossible?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's impossible. No one's land and everything, and you guys have to be like,
that's just not planning for me to, like, you know,
just be one day off.
I think we are speaking over each other.
Okay,
but do you know that it's very, very possible, even for you,
okay,
in the sense that you knowing me here now, okay, I just come around the door, blah, 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 we go back.
Okay.
If somebody should ask, I always tell you, you can't really be detailed about me.
Why not?
Wait.
Okay.
You can't.
I'll tell you now.
No.
Guy, you can't.
You can't.
Why?
You can't.
But let's not assume that, okay, we actually travel and probably we'll meet in a different land.
Okay.
A lot of our help, we are now neighbors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like every day you guys will see every day.
Yeah,
it's
a soft landing.
It's
for
to get
like,
to that you would know.
It's not just soft landing, things can grow.
That's it. So
connection can grow.
You would know what she's doing. Every she wakes up, you know what she does.
You can't know me more than I do. Wait, Busha, you can't know me. This is me. You can't know me more than I myself.
Anything can happen.
Let me tell you, any day, anytime, quote me wrong, you always be my friend. And me, I have one thing on my mind. If I have you as my friend, I'm not taking personal. I'm just saying my mind. If I take you as my friend, you're my friend. There is nothing.
But it's only no stranger you guys. Attached. You can see.
Wait.
Have this.
I'll say something.
That's myself.
That's
why I say it is.
That is what is the major thing. That is
for me. For me, it's not always.
I can't do this.
Yeah, it's the truth.
I can't do this. For me, it's no. If you want to kill me, go and say no.
Guys are outside now. They just want to let's see how it goes. Then when he goes out, fine. Okay.
One house.
I had that. Sorry, kind of
you guys are speaking over each other.
You are saying you are talking in the reference of your friend's ex.
Yeah.
What about your girlfriend's your girlfriend?
Okay.
She's now your ex. Her friend.
Her friend.
You can't do
it. My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ex.
She now turns your ex like a friend.
Your girlfriend's friend.
I don't understand. Make me understand.
Your girlfriend's friend.
Right.
And you,
like,
you know them.
And you want to get down with their friends. Can you date me?
I don't do that.
No. When Bzaya is now your ex, so you can't get married.
No.
You
can't.
Me, I cannot.
That is personal.
I'm always going to go.
Even if Bzaya is your ex.
It's just like I know I'm ex. Because they are not dating.
Yeah,
no,
it's a broke code for me.
Okay, guys, I think we spent too much time on this topic. All I just want to say is there's no wrong and there's no right.
Yeah.
It's only wrong for the person hurting.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only wrong for who is hurting.
Period.
It's just that it's not going to, I think we are speaking over each other too much and the emotion is high. So I'm passing plastic. Whoever has the plastic is speaking. Maybe that one will pause.
So
what do you guys think about sex workers and in relationship and marriages?
Sex workers
in relationship and marriages.
Sorry, sex workers, prostitutes.
Okay, so I don't know. Let me answer, please. Let me answer. So I've spoken to some people, and I've been able to realize that there is Ashewu roadside, there is Ron's girls, and then there is escorts. So there's hierarchy to this sex work.
They are called girls.
Those ones are escorts. So whatever way you guys want to place it,
it's still the same thing, though.
It's the oldest job in the world.
They are still doing the same.
Sex work is the oldest job in the world. So what do you think about? Okay, so you know a guy that wants to get married to a sex worker.
Okay.
Your guy. As a guy. So you as a girl, because there are male sex workers too. So when I say sex worker, I'm not saying it's just women.
Yes, guys. But you know, in this, how would I put it?
In this organization.
In this Nigeria of our days. Okay. Yeah. For a guy, they don't call them sex workers. They believe it's normal. It is ladies that they say it like it's something bad. They have this picture of.
What I'm saying is, see, sex worker is different from when the society labels you as a shell because you are sleeping around.
That's true. Okay.
You are doing it as a business.
As a business.
Okay. Give me money, let's
put it in a situation whereby she is my friend, I am here and I want to get married to her. You are a sex worker.
What advice
would you give to me?
Exactly. So as a that's the question.
No, I'm not the question.
Okay, so where's the plastic? No.
Okay, you are my friend. Mm-hmm. I want to get married to him. Mm-hmm. And peradventure you get to know that he's a sex worker. Huh. What advice would you give to me?
See, I should not lie. Deep down, I feel like, oh, okay, let's see if he's good at what he's doing.
What he's doing
as a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, the boyfriend.
Yes.
I want to sample you, Nina. No. Well, I would not advise you to get married to him.
Why?
Why?
Because I believe he would come and meet you at home, you guys will have sex here, and he will still go out and have sex with random girls.
As a profession, right?
Yes.
Okay, as a profession, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what if you get married to him, he's not a sex worker, I just get married to him normally, and he still does that. What's the difference? Well, what difference does it make?
No difference.
The one he's doing is bringing money home, right? And he will spend it for me, please. What difference does it make? I feel if you're a sex worker for a guy, nothing do you.
So it's not a problem for you?
It's not a problem because naturally, even guys like
even
heavy,
if,
like,
even
polygamous in nature, guys. That's the moral reason why I said normally. Yeah, for a guy, you are good to go. Even if he doesn't do it, because social stuff happy where I'm more that you know they do. Every girl has this mindset.
Wait, bring plastic now. So plastic to you. I want to cover the basis of women first. Right, so they see us as a sex worker because the general knowledge in this space is women are the sex workers, majority of sex workers are women.
Yeah.
So I want to understand from a women's perspective looking at men. So here's plastic, Sayo, over to you.
Well, generally, both male and female, we all does that.
Yeah. No, I mean, as a sex worker, professional sex worker,
looking at male and male perspective.
Do you think you can get married to
one? Yes, now why not?
What advice do you give your friend?
No, she has responded to the advice. And they both kind of agree.
She can get married.
So, amen. Please make it short.
Yeah, I'll try and be short. Basically, you know, the funny thing is, as Africans, we should not forget that this is where we are and how we grew up, our mentality. But on a more serious note, I won't lie to you, at the point I've started to rethink about our mentality and how we grew up. Because I feel at the long run, some of our beliefs and norms are just, you know, what we eventually came up
with. I mean, promise to keep it short.
I'm going
to
keep short on time. But first and first, I won't lie to you. I feel everything that matters is love and happiness. If a sex worker can give you happiness, whether female or male, fine. Okay, if I advise you not to marry that same person and you end up marrying someone else that does not give you happiness, what's the
sense?
Or you marry someone else that you feel is not a sex worker and start cheating on you and doing what is even doing more than the sex worker, what do you do? That's one.
So I'm making this long, I mean,
hold on.
Be very straightforward.
So basically, I feel like I said, when I was trying to say own your shit, I was discussing about something that I said own your shit. We Africans, we have this, you know, rigid mentality that okay, life is meant to be this way. No. Life is evolving, things are changing. Right. I'm not saying we should forget the fact that this is where we are and how we are from, this is where our root from, this is where we are coming from. But whatever makes you happy and you can live after the consequence of what you are doing, simple.
Back to it is as easy as that. What is the question of marriage?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to give okay. Ike,
because guy wey fit start to
find
me normally.
Ejon
tori olomu. I don't want to know. Even guess them. What the fuck are
you
marriage
now?
Relax.
Please now, you're not with
you. Okay, I'm not with you.
Like
this. Okay.
You said you are fine with
sexual.
Marrying a guy who is a sex worker, you are fine with it.
Like a porn star.
Marrying, remember,
porn star,
marriage is a union forever.
She said she's fine now. What are you trying to do?
Let him speak.
Let him
ask
his question.
It's a union. It's forever. Forever. He's a sex worker.
Oh my god.
I love your sex worker.
Don't mention my sex worker. Men are polygamous in nature.
Don't say it, man. No.
I don't
let him express himself now.
No, don't say me. Say you. Me, I'm not saying
express yourself.
It is obvious. We all
let him speak now.
So, we are polygamous in nature. Fine. We flirt, we sleep with girls around and all. He's a sex worker. That means he will be doing this regularly.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You are getting it twisted.
So are you giving your opinion or you're asking?
Sex worker doesn't mean it's extremely good. Or can do it all the time. He does it for money.
Money to make business. To make
do you understand? Don't get it twisted, though. Okay. Because I'm a sex worker doesn't mean I can give you all the style in the whole wide world. Don't get it twisted.
I'm not even after the style.
The point is. He or she is a sex worker, and they are using it.
He's doing it as a job, and he's bringing in money to feed you. You're fine with it.
Profession, like I don't understand.
Sorry, so okay. I don't have any opinion on it.
Let me say something.
Speak to the mic.
The mic. You know, my niggas always ask me. Let's say, can I get married to a person, an actress? I always say like, yes.
I can date an actress.
No, I can get married. I can marry to an actress.
Yeah, he's only saying it.
For the fact that that's her profession, that's what she does.
Yeah.
I can get married to her. She understands. But can I get married to a sex worker? No.
Okay.
I can't. It's two different things. She understands. But me telling my guy to get married to
a sex worker.
Not to get married to. It's not my business.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
She understands. Because. You've seen her,
I'm like,
the kind of stuff he does.
So,
guy, go on. Even if you don't know what he does.
KB, please. Let's allow Busaya, please.
See, as far as I'm concerned, in marriages,
okay,
or in relationship, what you have there is peace of mind.
Okay.
What else? Money. Mm-hmm. And if the person is good in bed.
Okay. No trust.
I'm just trying to remind you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you said you're a sex worker and your girlfriend or your wife is cool with it,
okay,
she's happy with it.
It's no big
then deal. what's the problem? Like why are we
going back and forth?
Going back and forth? Yeah. Yes, thank
fantastic.
You.
So KB.
Yeah. The question is, will I advise my friend?
No, what's
can you or you
can you your can opinion you around it?
Me, I can't marry a sex worker.
Okay.
But
I didn't answer that, so I can't marry a sex worker.
Okay.
Okay.
But if my friend wants to marry someone who is a sex worker,
okay,
I will not advise him not to.
Same here.
Like sometimes a girl actually messaged me. She was like, the guy wants me to take the girl to his mother's place. And she was begging me not to tell the guy that I used to see her at one club. I was like, what's my own? She was like, thank you so much. The guy was asking me, do I even know the guy? I said, she's a good girl, you know? So, yeah, because I don't know where they both met.
All right, please, you were trying to say something because we need to round up this.
I was trying to say something because the guys in the picture, they already classified the ladies being a sex worker.
I just said yes.
Why are they seeing
the film? same way she did you. And they did see the sex.
Everybody here is a virgin. So far, we never sleep with each other. That is the truth. It is the truth. Do you know why I said so? If I've not seen your nakedness, guy.
Yes, true now.
You don't understand what that. It is different. Our nakedness is different from my nakedness. The way you get it from I is different from men.
Definitely.
But we all see pussy as. It is different. Looking at the old scenario, you guys, like the three of you, KB, Ike, and Ibire, the way you pictured lady being a sex worker,
Hold on.
You said it point blank that you can't.
Regardless of you have seen her or you didn't see her.
It is a profession. Obviously, for a lady to get married,
the same reason why you cannot marry a female.
Because you don't do sex work and you don't go to hotels to meet them. But you do call girls. You don't mean hook up.
You don't actually need to let me know that. You are coming purposely because I need to give you money.
But for you to have a call girl, you should know you are giving her money. Hook up. You know, Sabi girl, you want to fuck her. Please, what is the next thing? I don't need to tell you.
Hold on.
Guys, I'm not the owner of this podcast anymore.
I come marry a call girl. I might actually be thinking maybe she might. There are some girls that will say they can't stop what they are doing.
That's another view.
But you saying me, I don't do hookup. Hold on.
What lady is trying to tell you is that the first question is, can you get married to her? And you guys just said no.
I beg, please wait. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I'm not the owner of this episode, and it has been taken over from Jesus Christ. Okay, so I can see all through this there's emotion and there's logic, and again, emotion is not agreeing with logic. People are saying no. It's just a very simple opinion, which is no. Regardless of whatever it is that you've seen that they've categorized a woman as. And I really like the fact that when I started this, I said something. I said, I want you guys to speak about it first. And I said, sex worker can also be a man. Because I knew this was going to happen. Right? and it happened. Now, and I'm with the plastic now. Can I speak about this particular?
Yes, you can speak. Why can't you speak?
Because I have a story around it.
We are not done.
I have a story around it.
We are not done.
I have a story around it.
That's not done.
We can be here for 2 hours, and I don't think we want to hold people for that.
We won't stop.
Okay, so I used to have a friend. I'll call the guy. Which of my friend? What name can I use that doesn't happen to be my friend?
Dennis. Dennis.
Okay, so I have a friend called Dennis. So Dennis used to repair generators, right?
Okay.
Used to fix generators. So he used to fix generator for this sex worker, whatever. This so like Lagos Island now. Now Ashewo. So we used to call the guy Ashewo. So the initial thing for Dennis is he goes there, fix the gen, and so one day we realized Dennis they date this lady. So after a while the guy opened up to me and he said, I love this lady. Let's call the lady
Stella.
Stella, okay. Nice name.
Okay. Oh, follow. Yo,
okay. Oh, nice name.
Follow. Okay, now I'll be Joy, Stella, Angela, Angelina.
Please, can you don't mess up my please. So, Dennis and Stella, please now. So Dennis and Stella happen to like love each other, and he said he used to like give Stella space when there's time for her to walk. So the guy goes there to fix the generator. You know all this Lagos, I don't know if you guys know it. So each sex worker have their own room. So there's an apartment where the customer comes in, they do whatever they want to do, they do the business, and the guy leaves. So there are situations where Dennis will come and Stella will say, customer don't come on, bounce. So then Dennis will bounce. And they will walk. Please don't laugh. Let me finish my story. So Dennis will bounce, Stella will do the job, and the guy comes back, whatever, cook for the guy, they love each other. So while he was explaining all this to me, and it was like maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, I was like, wow. I mean, we are having that conversation, and I could see it in him, and I could feel the sincerity, like, this guy really loves this girl. And he said, I know what she's doing. And then he was able to walk me through the process where sex worker are not promiscuous. They don't do nonsense.
If it's their business, they don't.
It is business. It's not like they are slutty or whatever. Sorry. It is just profession. And she told Dennis like it was due to her sisters were not able to fend for themselves, so she has to pick up this job. You know, this normal cliche Yoruba movies that we watch and whatever. And the guy told me these people are very clean. They take care of their body, their private part and everything. And it was like very refreshing for me to understand in depth of what it is like to date a sex worker who was still active during that. You know, now when you are a sex worker, you have your prime. Sure. Maybe you are in your 25, 26, or 30. But when you are in your 40s, who won't knock 40-year-old Ashawo? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
So it was like, I felt like, oh, okay, I understand. And shout out to you, my guy. So after having that conversation with him, every other person sees him, Dennis of Ashewo. Before, I used to laugh when they make that jokes, those jokes like that. But after then, whenever they say Dennis of Ashewo, I could like relate more. And say, guy, just leave him. So opinion are going to change or will remain regardless of emotions. That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Shout out to Dennis.
Dennis is an OG.
Do you know why? I said I won't and will never.
Shall we explain?
So whatever explanation you give now, she's going to have
another to say.
No issue.
And we are going to
go back and forth again.
Sorry, let me say this. This is it. I am this kind of person. Embarrassment, stigma. That name alone, Ashawo, this is Africa, Nigeria. This is not Europe.
What is name in Nigeria?
I'm in Nigerian.
Let's speak from his context.
I'm in Nigerian. I'm still in Nigeria. If I go to Europe, facts, or I'm in facts, Nigerian, facts, go. Facts. I'm from the East. You see this name?
Igbo.
You marry Ashawo, Ashawo wife. prostitute, okay. sex worker, whatever name you call it. This is Nigeria. Ashawo na Ashawo.
Okay, let me go back to what if you are already married to her and you found out
later. That's what
it is. It is
no,
different.
It doesn't relax, change anything.
Relax.
You can't tell
me.
Hold on,
relax.
You cannot tell me. You can't be able to have a point to back a point.
Like
they, would you send that person?
What are you talking about? Marriage, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, can't keep going now. You can't keep going now.
How do you get married to somebody you don't know?
Is it possible?
You're asking me, would I get married to you?
You have
sex worker. That means
it can be very funny. No. I can be doing it and I will not let you know, guys.
At the end, if I know, I can't continue. It's a different thing.
You said it all last night. You said that packing. Kudos to you.
That's if you know. What if you don't know?
Look.
See, wait, let me tell you something.
I don't know she's a prostitute. Ike. Along the line, I knew she's a
prostitute. And she has kids.
So she has to go. No, she has to go.
Guys, can we move on from this?
I don't think it's possible. I'm not sure she will not.
Do you guys know?
Do you want to kill the child?
I'm not killing the child.
We would
be together anymore.
You
would
be together, but the child carries your name.
The marriage is not there.
The
marriage is not there anymore.
The marriage is not there, but the child still carries your name.
Am I still married?
Omo Ashewo.
Am I still married?
Stigma of the year. Omo Ashewo.
No, it's normal.
No, because you are not capitalizing on Ashewo. Ashewo.
Guys,
that is just what
you
get. That's the product.
I want you guys to.
Because I know we keep arguing.
Can I speak? Guys, can I speak?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to say something. So, and I hope you people understand. The moment you guys start speaking over each other, listeners won't hear what you guys are saying.
Exactly.
They'll be hearing noise. Because you guys are speaking over each other and listeners won't understand. I know emotions are high and people are trying to be defensive or whatever. And the name of this episode is called what?
You stalk anywhere beloved.
It's called I can't even remember the name of this episode again
one
because
house.
One house. One okay. house. Maybe it's changing, I don't know.
Before you said one house though.
I don't know. Whatever, man. It's still just
anywhere beloved.
Yeah. The name of this podcast is called Anywhere Beloved. And this Bella has faced so many angles. Right?
Because we're different people with different opinions.
KB, Mr. Stella, I'm very sorry. Can we move to the next topic? Okay, so I read a story online about a guy who discovered the girl cheated on like, okay, so you cheated on me. So the guy went through the girl's phone and noticed the girl was in an hotel with another guy for 3 days.
Wow, mad.
So the girl was like, nothing happened. So the guy was mad, like, you were with another guy for 3 days and you're saying
nothing happened.
Is it possible?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not saying it's impossible, but the probability for me is very low.
It's not certain.
Very, very,
very low for me.
For me.
Okay, so now, that is not even the talking point.
So they know that.
Yes, possible. Yes.
I've done that before, so.
Yes, it's for 3 days, by the way. 3 days.
For 3 days.
Not one day.
I've done that for 3 days.
Some guys, they don't like stress. If the lady says no.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
If the lady says no, they will be there for three days. Yeah, obviously, she's still like...
Okay, so as a girl, your boyfriend stays in a hotel for 3 days with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what you've just said? Analyzed?
That was why I just said, it depends on the guy. There are some guy, my husband and me, I know. What if I know he can stress you, and when you say no, he doesn't want to have a no for an answer.
Okay.
I will not believe.
Okay,
but when I know,
there's a punchline to this story.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So there's a punchline to this story. So now, after the whole back and forth, the guy said, okay, what now happened? Blah, blah, blah. After so much investigation, the guy said, okay, we had sex, but even in the middle of the sex, I was mourning your name instead of the guy's name. So the guy stopped. Fucking hell, can you imagine?
And yeah, so when the guy stopped,
listen to what she just said.
So the guy is trying to say, even because I was trying to cheat, my mind said no. Even when I was having sex,
why she was doing it?
I was mentioning
that's bullshit now. Now that's why. If you see, like,
so which one is more respectable, to say okay I cheated or saying what she just said?
Just accept you cheated. You know, like, no, I was telling you that about own your shit. No, just accept that I cheated. Why would you not say that?
You might actually don't even explain what happened.
You understand?
You
don't
take it as you shouldn't have just
hold it up.
She has seen the guy to be.
Just hold it up. That. Now you just keep saying nothing now. Why cheated?
Why did she stay in the hotel for 3 days with someone?
You don't need to say why did she. She has done it already.
I know she has done
it. Now we are going to the issue of the story she cooked up.
Why would
the guy.
You even cook that?
Cooking up that story
is not even intelligent enough.
The guy might just be a dumb ass nigga like her.
No,
the
guy has
seen her. Because if you're not the kind of guy you're dealing with, you will not cook up such
story. That's what I'm saying. The guy has seen the guy as a fool.
If you're dealing with guy where you deal with, you will not say you are the money.
Well, the guy no green.
That's what I'm just saying.
Obviously, he won't green. No, but he wants to leave. If you come in, come in, test. What's the money? No, but lele.
So is it fair to say? You understand, maybe the guy is a fool, or she was just stupid to come up with that, or she's just a bad liar.
She was just stupid to come up with such.
Doesn't really reflect on the guy.
No, she's a bad liar because. No. Do you know why I said?
Doesn't reflect on.
She doesn't have. Do you know there are some ladies that you might want to lie. You don't have points to back your point.
She has just denied or said.
Do you understand what I mean? I want to lie about this thing, but I'm not smart enough to cook up something for you.
Like that,
yeah. So she's a badass liar. For you to come up with that,
so okay,
you are just being stupid for that.
Does relationship remain?
No,
it's
gone.
It just
remains.
I just said
it's gone.
Yeah, because Oroto Soye, even if the guy would want to accept you back,
what did you say, Oroto Soye?
Oroto Soye.
Just said, nothing happened, but I'm very sorry I cheated.
You get.
Just lock up.
I thought it's not alone.
That's explanation. It doesn't make sense.
Even if you say nothing happened,
no, guys can be so pestering. Wait, yeah, they always want to pester you. But for a smart lady, you should know how to go about it.
The guy for 3 days.
You guys see, you guys have this weak point that a lady can always catch up with. Forget it. Especially when a lady knows that she has cheated. She will go extra mile. Yes, I know I'm wrong.
When the guy likes.
And I know the guy likes me. I would. No. There are other places where I can always get to you.
Okay, so I would like to direct this question to the ladies first before I go to the guys. So I would like Busaya, please answer this question. Yes. A date, meeting someone on a date. It's 15,000 from the guys and a low budget for you.
For a date.
I don't understand.
Like a date.
Okay, so we are going on a date and my budget is 15,000
to do anything.
I don't need to show that the budget is 15K.
So I would like
I'm working on a 15K budget.
So I'm just looking like, okay, 15K budget. So
yeah, give it to me now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
you guys do.
If you are working on a
15K
budget, it depends on the location you're going to.
Okay. So is that a no for you or a yes?
That's what I said, it depends on
the. So a 15K budget date, does it no for you or yes?
Is it not too much? But when the guy knows.
Wait, you.
Let you talk now.
It's not too much.
Is it too small?
Not too small.
Right. Like, can you work with that? That's what you're saying.
A date in what instance?
Just a date.
Just a date.
I'm seeing you for the first
time. Even a 1K serve is enough.
A date is a date.
I don't understand. Yeah. Because I can go with any location. I'm just meeting. I shouldn't expect too much. I don't know your concept. I don't know.
When I meet the location, like, I'm asking, it will be the one to pick up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you know you have a budget. When you know you have a budget, you don't have to throw it to the girl.
Yeah.
Of course. You have a budget.
Girls are crazy.
No.
Like you said, some girls are crazy. It's not about that.
Some girls are crazy. No, wait. When you have the budget,
she bring her friend.
I'll walk out.
She bring her friend. They're like, tag along. Let's go, you know.
Do you know why?
And wait. Mind you, from the chat. From the chat,
you're moving your friend. I just get there.
You cannot stand for yourself.
Okay, so guys,
me as a person, if you come up with a date idea, you'll be the one to pick the location.
All right.
What I would just do is just to go to my Google and check up the location. Ah, okay,
how safe it is.
Exactly. Yeah. And I always work with my FM because anything can happen.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Sure. Fantastic. Please, hold the thoughts. Please, hold the thoughts. I want to wait. Chill. Lady, you are very hyper. Can we name this episode Hyper?
Yeah.
KB, for the you are going to speak on Abia.
Okay.
All of us are not going to agree with you. Wow. Yeah. Okay. But this whatever I'm asking you now is leading up to another topic.
Okay.
15K budget date for you. Yes or no? Too much or too small? Is it too small for you? Going out on a date 15K.
It's not so small.
Good. Okay, so I want to read another thing. We are coming back to this. Okay. So this guy says, just chill. No, like you have the mic very soon. Just chill. Because I can
pass the mic to her.
Because, okay, so this guy said, I remember my first date with a non-Nigerian girl.
Okay.
Bill was around 70 pounds. I was going to pay, but she insisted she wants to pay. I felt odd, and I suggested, and I kept insisting we split the bill. With sadness in her eyes, she asked me, do you not plan to see me again? Now, based on this post, this guy is experiencing first time of going on a date with non-Nigerian girl, which is their own culture is more like we used to split bills. So the guy is saying, no, like he's a normal Nigerian guy.
Do you know we are supposed to deal with it?
So let's give. So the girl is thinking, is this date really bad? Is that why we are shutting this date off? So this girl is feeling like maybe from their own end in UK, because this is pounds. So she's thinking whatever. So now let's go back to where we were coming from. So you people will have the floor for that. So what brought up that topic is, this girl said on Twitter, she said, I guess food dates mean different things to different people. I'm not going on a date with a 15K budget, simple. Now, wait, chill, never vex. So this other girl said, 15K now for normal vendors, deliver and I'll eat it at home. And the girl said, exactly. Let me know that it's myself I ordered food for. How will I dress up and leave my house to go on a date with someone with 15K budget? So based on what she said, so she's saying she's not going on a date of 15K. So what do you say, Busayo?
Well,
she's saying she's not going on a date of 15K.
That's our own opinion.
Good.
Like I said earlier.
Yeah, going with your ATM. That's why I said exactly. You should hold that thought.
Uh-huh.
Now,
and, sorry.
Okay.
It's not compulsory a guy asks you out on a date. You as a girl, you can also ask a guy out for a date.
True.
And the views will be on you.
True. Okay, now.
But she's saying that 15K is too small for her. It depends on
the location,
one, how capable you are.
Okay.
You can't expect, like an example, DJ, Kopi, or
all those
celebrities should use 15K for a date.
Okay, personal tip.
That's
okay. Okay. I know you've been trying to say a lot of things.
Those bars.
But let me, I just feel it is the same way, the way you assess a lady, that would be the budget you have deep inside of you.
Great. So guys,
like,
the floor is...
There are some ladies you can have and you would have the mindset for you, like 5K, later.
Like from what like you just said, on a monstrous note, basically, and I'm going to agree with Desire also. First of all, it depends on who you're dealing with.
Okay.
Personality matters. It's just like someone, you know, this is the kind of person you are, this is your capability, this is what you're capable of, this is what your budget is. You're now, you know, going out with someone you know that from day one, or maybe, okay, let's just say.
Probably met at Down Island.
No. The thing is, you don't get to know people, for instance, but if someone you know that, okay, you know this person is, she's this materialistic person, she clings to anything, you know, money, it clings to something very high. You already know that.
But it's an Uber one too.
You understand? You already know that this person has the high taste. You understand? This person has the high taste. Mm-hmm. So you would, in the first place, you know, if you don't have money, don't go on that date. But if you know, okay, this person is just a normal understanding person, you can make do with whatever you have.
Okay.
So please,
So you can.
Yeah. To me, if it's a girl, you really like, you want to give her a very good treat.
Okay.
You like to take her to an expensive if you location, can afford it. That's what
if you can
that's
afford it.
Do you like to take out an expensive location? So like, give her a good choice. A girl you truly like.
If
you
this, can afford in this it, scenario, so your budget is 15k.
Yes, so your budget is
so much.
It's not too much, it's fine.
Okay.
But what I want to know is, you know, at times when you are dealing with many ladies, first impression matters. The first impression you give a lady, can you sustain it all the time? What if she requests for it again? And you're not giving one? Always make her be plain. Let her know
who you are.
5B.
If it's jetty, you can afford. Can she? Okay, can you take it?
And I'm okay. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
And the day you will just want to surprise her and you feel okay. Let's go to Lekki to go and flame Joe. Yeah. Is
okay, please, lady, hold that thought. Please. So, what is an actual date? An actual date, what I believe is getting to know somebody.
Exactly.
Not necessarily to go and eat.
It's sure.
That's the see, me and you, we've been talking for a minute. So, can we go on a date? It's supposed to be knowing each other better, right?
God bless you. That's the idea.
If you want to chop, tell me, say you want chop.
Make her go and
call. I will know I'll go and call Olopo. Right?
Okay. Special treats.
Well, the main reason why I'm laying emphasis on location is because your mode of dressing.
Okay.
Let's assume you pick a date or you pick a location at the island. You can't expect me to wear one like this when sorry for example. All
right. Yeah.
And my thinking will be like, oh, okay. For you to have picked a place at the island that the whole setup is looking so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You are the same.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, oh, okay.
With Ru and Buba.
Even the smallest water, I know how it will like the amount.
Yeah.
So
only 1.5
or 2.5 if not 3k safe. But the fact still remains that a proper date does not mean the location has to be something big.
Fantastic. And, so okay. Can
my
you
own
please?
View is it depends on the kind of girl and where you met the girl. At times, most of these rich people girls, they prefer coming out than all these girls that will be shouting 15k is too much. They might actually be living in a
it's too small
waya for
Yaba.
Makoko for Yaba.
No, they will say Lakwe.
Yes, now.
But where are you staying, Lekki?
Yeah, now you know. Because I sometimes met a girl like that.
Shout out to you, bro.
She's very rich.
Yeah.
When she wants to go and buy food, I even gave her my ATM. She bought just 900 naira stuff. So it depends on the kind of girl and where you meet the girl. So
depends
on every date. When you have a budget of 15k, maybe you don't have more than 15k, you should be the one to bring up like 3 to 4 different locations that you know. You know that even if the both of you eat everything, self, you don't spend more than 7.5.
Yeah. Depends on
now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Now.
That's true.
Yeah. Well,
okay, so what do you guys? Okay, Bile, okay. Please move close to the mic.
Well, to me, a date is not always for us to talk. You can have a date with your girlfriend. You can have a date with anybody. I can have a date with you, normal guy. Let's have a date. Yes. So we can have it. I can have it with any random person. So it doesn't mean like
you can have it with a random person.
I can't believe a random person.
Do you know what a random person is?
Like okay, I met you. Hey, what's up? Hey, let's have it.
Yeah. Then that's different.
Random is then no. Like okay, I understand you. No.
In this scenario, we're talking of a guy to a lady. Yeah.
Like 15k is fine. 15k is fine for me.
Okay. Now let's move to the other segment of that particular topic of the culture of splitting bills on a date. So you women, is this something you guys have done regularly? A guy calls you for a date. I people look at it, only book by 17.5. So you drop maybe 9k, the other guy drops whatever.
It depends because there are some guys. For me, I can do it, but if a guy now takes me to be a fool,
why are you a fool?
No, of course. Do you know why I said so? If I drop it the first time, probably the next time we come out again, and you still expect me to drop it, you don't have to expect me. Let it come at a
probably like a gift or yeah. probably a surprise to you that, oh, we still have ladies that could do this or something.
Why
it shouldn't be a mandatory stuff that
why should it be a gift or to split or bills?
Yeah, so that means there are some guys that are a gold digger. No. There are some guys that
are
gold
digger. Getting to know each other.
That's
the essence of dating.
Fine, yeah. it is also applicable to it. Yeah, we have. See, you're talking for yourself.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through this?
No, it's not about walking through, but it's just the mentality of some guys generally. Uti class, baby, and okay, she's walking, she's this, she's that. The kind of air she uses, the slippers she wears, and everything. She should be. She should be this, which you know, you are not capable of getting her any of these stuffs. That kind of guy, what do you expect? Lady now accepts. Do you know there are some ladies that they don't even care the kind of guy you have? Mm-hmm. Okay, you request on a date. Okay, fine, I'll be available here. And you get there and she decides, okay, let me pay. You now request again. She pays. You request again. You know, obviously, you don't have that money in your pocket.
No, don't get it twisted. No, let's stay on topic. And let me try.
Do you know what I'm saying? That? But for a guy that is. Please, sorry. But for a guy,
this is not my episode. Don't make me get this podcast.
Can actually pay for it, and I decide to say, oh, you don't need to. You understand what
okay, I'm saying? Okay, so I think you probably don't understand what I'm trying to say.
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
So wait, chill. Okay. What I'm saying is, this is not a guy canvassing you to pay for a date. This is what I'm saying. There is a culture.
It's a culture.
In some places where, and some people do it here. Where when I call you up on a date, you as a person, myself, we feel like, oh, is this a date where we are splitting bills? And if it is yes,
yeah.
We split. If the bills is 20k, mm-hmm. you are paying 10k, I'm paying 10k. Mm-hmm. If you like, order well. Something of 100k.
Mm-hmm.
We'll split the bills.
We are splitting the bill. No, do you understand what I'm trying
if
to
you
say?
Like, drink your water, yeah. I take 15,000.
No. You're not going to do it.
That's what he's saying.
That's based on you. You have to be very responsible with that, right? Financial responsibility lies on both of you guys when you're going on this kind of date. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying again. Also, last one as a matter of genetics. No, that's what I'm saying.
That one I hear is supposed to be.
If it's an official date, I don't mind. But if it's a date that is not leading anywhere, that is not going to fetch me money, that we are not.
But never.
Please, I'm sorry. Like, so I'll drop my 10k for you.
Okay, wait. So what's a date for you?
That's the question. Wait, do you know why I'm saying that? My mentality about date, it could be we just want to hang out and just make up with our past, like. Oh, you're an old time friend or something. You understand that one day, or probably you like me and you want to ask me out. That one said,
but you don't know yet.
But there's another date that could be okay. You have other probably business stuff we could discuss about or something. Yeah, that one day. But when you are talking to me about how to pay God at TV, but you understand what I'm trying to do? Like, we just how you call David? Kilo Shele, how has life been with you? Please, I don't understand the conversation.
All right, so splitting deals is not bad. It's not bad, right?
It's
not
so bad,
as a guy, you are taking a girl out, and the girl says, so in your mind, you are thinking, the money is how much? 70k. Let me pay. And the girl says, no, let's split the bill.
Always fight with guys now.
Not all guys.
If a lady tells me, let's split the bill, if she insists on splitting the bill, it's fine. At first, some lady will tell you, let me pay. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you want to pay? Are you telling me?
I mean, I've been lucky enough to go on so many dates where.
Yeah, but personally, I would like to.
Me as a person, a lady wants.
Me as a person,
wants to pay.
Me as a person, me as a person. Yeah, most dates I go on, how does that mindset? No matter what you say, I have to foot the bill.
Exactly.
That's the key.
I don't want to know how to say that. I have to foot the bill.
All right. So now. I hope this way I'm going is not going to be very sensitive for guys. Does he rub your egos off some side of way when this girl keeps making you know I'm paying for my money? at any point, do you feel some type of...
No.
Yeah, I feel...
She's paying for her money or she's paying for the bill.
Is it doing
everything or splitting?
Splitting.
Manners.
I don't like it.
Manners and approach.
No, at times I'll feel... It depends on how she's saying it.
Yeah.
The delivery.
Because
delivery.
She might... If she's
saying
it...
No.
If she's saying it with some kind of expression, am I feeling maybe she's angry or she's not pleased with the date or stuff, that maybe we are not meeting again, you know? But depends on how she's...
So just like the girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so are we...
Yeah, no.
So you said you are not fine with splitting this that much.
No. Basically, it's because... Maybe, let me say, I feel okay. If I'm inviting on a date, I feel I'm responsible for you. That is the way we grow up. That is our own understanding of those things. Like, the world is changing. I might eventually find myself in that situation, but as of now, I don't think I would accept that.
Okay, so next one, even Cafe de Flore, ordinary amala that my friend ordered, it was 13,500. How much can you pay for an amala?
I don't buy bottle that in Italy.
Hold on.
Because I don't make money that way.
You know, from what you just said, this message you just read out now.
Yeah.
I used to have this mentality that, okay, all those things are a waste of money. But Lady and KB, let me correct your notion. Can I ask you something?
Okay.
What do you like most? What can you spend any money on?
I can spend money on anything.
I
can spend money on anything.
Like,
what can you spend the most?
Like just said, extravagant.
Some people like watches. Some people like shoes.
Yeah. I know people that can buy a watch for 100 million naira. So another person, it is a waste of money.
Yeah, it's just
hold on. I know I'm driving out. So to you, you feel a man that is waste. But another person proves to you that fuck it.
Hold on.
To you, it is waste. But another person proves to you that it is not a waste. It is me satisfying myself. And now to eat is hold on. KB and Lady, we all have different opinion and we'll see. We have different views and we see life in a different way. But you know, at the point in time I used to see life like, okay, these are the things we say we can't do. When you attain a status, you would not think the way you should
do it. No, probably the amount you captioned on it was way too much.
No.
Amala that I can get for 500
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You didn't hear it. It depends on your status. Are you cool? What's that? You have the money.
One house.
That's what he's saying. One house now.
That's what she's saying. She said. Is much for her. Fine.
Okay. Do you know the time?
Guys, I would like to say something. Guys, please give me just 30 seconds.
Why?
This episode has shown that I have no power on my podcast. And listeners are going to see that I have nothing
to
see.
No power.
And I have no power. It is really amazing that I have you guys here. And it's going to be very obvious for these people to see that I have no power over my podcast. However, please, guys, can we try as much as possible not to speak over each other as often as we've done? So, this 15K Amala, right? Ike?
For me now, won't be possible.
Okay.
But if my status will change, which is to...
I can eat it.
You can eat it.
That is you.
Yes.
For my status now, I cannot.
For me,
yeah.
If I'm in a particular place,
mm-hmm.
then I know that, okay, I can't get it ASAP.
yeah,
probably have to go online and check.
Yeah.
Even if it's 100,000,
yeah,
and I want to eat it, that moment, I'll look for the one I'm buying.
Yeah. Wait, the fact that you go to Mega Chicken, you buy food, and they'll give you bill 5,000. So are you telling me you can't get that same rice and that soup for 1,005? So you can eat it. It depends on where the location you just met yourself.
It depends on how you're craving for that particular
Yes,
thing.
I need to eat.
Wait, I am craving for amala. I know I can get amala 1,500 with 2 meats or 3 relax. Chill, bro.
The location
chill,
you
are, bro.
Where you are
bro, chill.
And you have the money.
I have, that's what I'm telling them. Me now, my status now.
The question is, if I have the money, can you buy amala?
Can you buy amala of 13,500?
Wait, I think I should rephrase the question.
Let him, please.
Yeah. Is 13k amala too expensive for you?
Now he's asking for you.
I'm asking now. Is 13k amala very expensive for you?
Yes, now. Yes, now. It is expensive now.
What is more than what? That's what I'm saying.
There's a
class.
I don't understand. Place mine is not even here.
If I am rich,
he's saying
I am rich. I can buy amala of 25k.
If Olamide wants to buy amala 13k5, he cannot buy it.
Money, he can
change to him.
That's why I said, if I am rich,
he already put a clause
okay,
to
it. Guys, let's leave Amala alone. We are not hungry, right? You're hungry.
I know what Amala of 10
cents. Yeah, okay. Oh, thank you. It's a rice. Amazing. I ate rice. Oh, just small rice like this.
Let
me ask this one.
Yes,
okay, finally, my wife's brother in the USA bought a car without my consent. I returned the car and I bought her the replica.
My wife's brother in USA bought her a car
without asking the husband. Man.
Does he need to?
But personally, I feel there's what's there. My wife's brother.
With whose money?
There's no biggie.
No. With the brother's money.
Hey, no, there's no biggie now.
No.
Now the brother.
The wife gives her sister money, and the husband says no. If everything is fine, it's all good.
The wife is supposed to have told the husband even before the car.
So does the brother need to tell the guy before buying her sister a car?
The wife tells the husband.
Okay, so is it surprise? Okay. You guys have ego. Yeah, that's the person you're dealing with.
We know.
You should know how to come in.
Not to an extent of my brother.
Okay. He has every vector power. He has already gotten married to her. He owns her. Now, not you.
Is he wrong?
You will ask, bro, mude room come by, you're not for your birthday.
Yeah.
Mude fe give them him come by.
The brother needs to ask.
Yeah. Ask the wife or the husband.
No, why does the brother has to ask the husband?
Because we are two different beings.
Okay, so I'm not capable of buying a car.
So if I want to buy a watch, there's no need for me asking, right?
A watch down is
because guy is worth
it. No, this is where I'm going.
There's
where I'm driving with this.
So what is very expensive?
No matter what,
you guys have not said why. You've not explained the reason why.
If there is a very good
rapport, why would I have to ask?
Yes, I want to understand. Wait, please. Can you explain to me why I need to ask my sister's husband before I gift her something?
She gave me one thing. Okay, my wife wants to buy something for my brother.
Yeah.
she had to ask me, like, babe, I wanna buy something
your
for
your brother.
No, my wife.
That's your brother.
We're talking of.
And my brother wants to buy something for my wife.
We are talking of my wife, you're married to me.
Okay. And Bukola wants to get me something. Hey, okay, no. Let me know who's Bukola. My younger brother, Ayomide, wants to get me something. Now he needs to ask you.
Yeah, no,
before you can. Of course.
So why?
Because
I'm asking this question. So
why?
What is your brother? Is it disrespectful to give my sister something?
My consent.
Why? Why did you ask to give my sister something? I didn't want to understand. And I want you guys to really
explain to the guy. The guy would like, is it that because I can buy wife a car?
Because I don't get money.
Let me explain now.
Let's assume I'm financially okay.
Okay.
You know, I would have bought the car for my wife without you saying you want to buy a car for my wife.
But based on this tweet, wait, the guy said
automatically.
The man said he returned the car and now bought that same car.
He has the money.
Hey, but he didn't buy the car.
So it's not a problem of disrespect.
Excuse me, let me put it this way. The way I will take my.
Okay, wait, let me read the last line. Wait, let me give you context now. Can you please understand context? So after saying everything, the guy said, don't joke with an Anambra man.
That is the thing.
So it is. I really want to understand.
It's just pride.
It is.
That is what I want to understand. When you say it is wrong, I really want to understand why.
It's pride. It is own
most ninety-five percent of guys.
Guys, they have it. Yeah, that pride, that ego is in them generally.
Yes.
That's what I want to bring.
But I really want
to understand. If my wife comes to, if she comes to meet me,
ego or no ego,
buying a car for your own sibling.
Is it that?
If she comes to meet me,
why?
Tell me. My brother wants to get me. I'll ask her why.
Okay, if your sister, if the wife meets the husband to talk about it, okay, maybe whatever happens between you guys,
cool. I don't care. Business, uh-huh.
But what I'm asking is,
you can't stop me from buying something for my sister.
That's I'm buying something for my own sister.
You cannot tell me not to.
Why are you saying I need to ask you for your permission as the husband?
If they have a good relationship, the brother and the husband will always talk very well. They will be they have very good gist.
All the explanations that you guys are giving me why it seems messed up.
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
Okay, Rashidi is not good to it. Hold on.
Hold on.
Wait. I'm throwing that question back to them. This is the idea. You are talking about this because it's a car. If you have 100 million. And you decide to give your sister 10 million naira. You know the husband will not see it. It is because you feel the husband will see the car. That's why you're saying like this. Oh, if you give your sister 10 million, she's not going to tell the husband.
My brother give me 10 million.
She won't say it.
Oh, okay. Are you telling me that she should go and ask the husband that
my brother will give me 10 million?
Hold on.
They will. And the husband will ask.
Not everybody will tell.
Why will we give you 10 million?
Not everybody will demonstrate.
Not everybody will tell you that, okay, my brother will give 10 million naira.
If I give my sister 10 million naira. Is that a problem for me or for my sister?
Okay, wait. Does my wife tell you that?
Hold on.
My brother will give me 10 million naira. Does my wife tell you that she has problem or what? Or she
not
money.
A problem.
Why will you give her 10 million?
I'm just
saying you cannot give your sister any amount, whatever you want to give her. What I'm saying is, your sister has to come to me. Why is it? Your sister has to come and meet you. Honey.
So does the brother needs to meet you as the husband?
If the brother wants to meet the husband, fine. If he doesn't want to meet the husband, fine.
That's what I'm saying. Question is,
because in all of this tweet, all this post, the man said he returned the car
and bought that. Why do you think?
So the man didn't buy it before.
You get.
That's my question.
This man didn't buy this car before.
Because
it was when the brother now bought it. Now he's going to buy it.
For him to return the car and buy something, it shows that if he buys that car, he wouldn't be happy with himself.
If who buys the car?
The brother buys the car for the wife.
No.
The man himself would be happy.
He didn't buy it before.
No, that's what I'm saying. Before. No, I'm just saying. You guys are saying, okay, The brother is buying the car for
that
the
one I've been saying that I want this particular car, and the one they don't even get for her. And the brother went, okay, let me just give it to you. So why would you not return that car and now buy the same car?
The replica, you are buying car. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See, I understand, someone like me, I have a sister, my sister is married. See, if I want to give my sister something, I'm not talking to anybody. And I bought this necklace for you, cake, I give you. If I'm married to a woman, and the brother gives her something, I don't have a problem with it.
You right?
I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is,
it doesn't have.
Wait. Chill.
Like, they give meaning to it. I won't.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just like some money.
Why 10 million, 20 million?
That's it. What?
Brother to sister.
Brother to sister.
It's not boyfriend.
It's not boyfriend. It's not.
Brother to sister is giving you. I'm giving my sister 10 million. You're saying why?
Like, are you listening to yourself? I can't give my star money.
Well, I just want to understand.
Are you saying if your brother's wife should send her gift, maybe money or something, you ask your wife,
so I'm gifting my star something.
You say I cannot give her.
No.
Nobody is saying you cannot give her.
Sorry. No. So I have to come
nobody
and ask
you. Saying,
you have to take permission.
I'm not saying you should come and ask me. What I'm saying is, you've told my wife, a wife will always meet the husband. Honey, my brother wants to get me this. My brother wants to gift me a house. Okay. He has told me he wants to gift me a house.
Okay.
I walk up to my husband, baby, see you, my brother wants to gift me a house.
Sure.
I was gonna be like,
all this stuff.
What is the surprise?
What is the surprise? It depends on the relationship. The husband
and the brother.
And the brother
has. That's very simple.
No, it depends on the relationship.
But I can give my sister. It depends on the relationship.
Nobody say you can't.
Okay, now will you say? Will you say just because?
If they are very good.
You are not.
If they are in a good terms.
You don't have to give me time before I give to my sister.
No, anything now.
No.
Even okay, like,
I understand boundaries. Wait. One else. Please.
Let's ask the younger brother. Someone who is rude. And
arrogant,
you know.
Okay.
You feel somewhere like
okay.
Hey, but
so why are you returning the car? So why are you returning?
Maybe you are forgetting the fact that this person is still the sister to this guy.
Let me say something now. See, you see, the essence of this conversation is for me to understand
why.
See, you as the brother now, you say something to your sister and the husband returns it and now buys the same thing.
How would you feel as a brother?
How do you feel as the brother? He didn't buy the car before this. He's buying it after returning it.
How would you feel as a brother?
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm talking out loud. He's your in-law.
God bless you.
Exactly.
Hold on. How would you feel as a brother? Let's start from here.
I don't have an issue with you guys saying yes or no.
How would you feel as a brother?
I want to understand why.
How would you feel as a brother?
So you give to your sister something
talk
now,
no, be
and the husband's return it.
You must talk.
Yes.
How do you feel as a brother?
As a brother,
yes.
Feel bad.
That is what we are seeing. See, regardless of whatever the relationship
I don't
is,
want to care
there is a bond between brother and sister.
You will care about the relationship.
If
you will, don't say you won't care about it. Because that is a family. Because if she leaves at home and she comes back to your house, you won't be happy.
It's a different
conversation. No, now he said he doesn't care. About that.
They're saying, okay,
No. That's out of context.
Hold on. Did you ever to care about me and my sister?
Look,
what are you saying?
So she should have
your
sister is
married to
your husband.
He's married to the man. The fact that he's married to your sister, you have no best of
that is it.
So you should understand that. What I'm insinuating now is that if the husband doesn't want it, go to the
process
of what he wants.
And if he doesn't want what?
My wife and the other star, they're having issues. So
the elder sister now slapped my wife. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you want me to feel?
What right does she have to slap?
That's crazy.
She went on the station.
That's crazy.
What right does she have? So she will become the elder chair.
That's crazy.
She's trash now.
That's the right.
She's KB. Married.
Who says the elder sister has to slap
my wife?
Who says the elder sister has to slap my wife?
Because it's his sister. No,
because
it's her
sister.
Because she's my sister, I can buy her car. It's not the same thing. She's my sister, I can slap her.
No, 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 no. See, what you are doing now is very.
Why
you
mixing this
thing? You are mixing this thing. It is very funny how you people are.
You are trying to manipulate the whole conversation.
Wait.
What are you saying now?
Okay, wait. You see, let me explain.
It's slap and gift. Are they the same?
Meg, wait now.
Now, gift.
Thank you.
Slap and gift.
Now, isn't
that
a gift?
Now I know you are not okay.
What I'm trying to explain, and I want people to be very, very reasonable with this. I understand boundaries. In marriages, there are boundaries. There are things you do with your brother and sister do that there should be boundary now that this person is married. Right? Now, if this thing is rubbing you off based on the value of the gift, there's more to it about you personally than the gift or the person offering the gift. If it is maybe somebody, baby, there's one guy that has been talking to me, he gave me a car. You can be mad about that one. It's different from a gift from your brother.
But do you know the conflict that might be issues that the wife is not even aware of.
No.
It is possible they are fighting over a girlfriend or fighting over a girl out there, and you now give your slip and you're trying to get back to me, and you expect the husband to accept it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say in that essence? I don't. There should not be something behind it. Yes.
Yes,
there could be.
What you guys have done, right? Wait. I'm sorry. What you guys have done, right? And you've created so much angles to this conversation.
I swear now.
You've taken it out of context. Within context of this conversation, and the ending of that post said, don't mess with an Anambra man. You guys should know in between this context that
there's no flexing power. The guys just trying to show them
about
that
the husband.
It's about the husband
flexing because flexing power. You didn't buy this car today.
Yes, you didn't think of it. You didn't think of buying it.
You returned it and now buy the same thing
again. What are you showing your friend? Okay,
and I've asked you guys a very honest question
right now,
that if you were the guy, the brother that bought this car, how will you feel? You said you are going to feel some type of way, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, on this note, we would like to end this episode.
Wait, before you end
it. Okay.
From my own point of view, if the husband had just returned the car,
okay,
and buy a different car,
attached to it. That's the same one.
You asking your star, or you sending the car, but then buying that
same car.
It's wrong.
There's a message. You're passing a message.
Exactly.
For him to pass that message means the brother to the wife and the man. I think they're having issues.
So who is returning the car? Why is the husband returning the car? That's another conversation. Wait, that's another conversation, because why is the husband the one returning the car?
You said it, it's pride.
So that's messed up, right? Whatever it is that they have, with this thing. If you are the one returning the car as the guy, not even the wife, I'm not saying babe return this car. It's different from usual. It's the husband that's actually returning the car.
So I don't want this car in my house.
So can we end the episode now? On this note, we are ending this episode, and thanks for listening. I know this is a very long episode. If you like to comment on the talking point or whatever, or you can send us a mail at theabfpodcast@gmail.com. I repeat, theabfpodcast@gmail.com. This has been a very interesting episode, and see you all next time.